This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I had to slather everything all over that yesterday, and it was all Frog Lube. It was good stuff. I loved it. I live in South Carolina, one of the most confused states you'll ever be in. You think everybody thinks it's deep red, not so. South Carolina is one of two shall issue states that has no provision whatsoever for open carry, which in our state that means concealed. The other states are Florida, New York, I think New Jersey is one of them. Except for Florida, everybody else is a gun-free zone. So, joining me to discuss this, because we've got a bunch of hearings going around with a bunch of idiots that are out there saying, well, the Charleston loophole and stuff like that, is Nick Scarenzi of South Carolina Carry. Good evening, sir. Nick? Nick? Can you hear me, Nick? Yeah, I don't think you can hear me, board people. I hear him.
Hello?
Nick? Okay, there we go. Okay, I just introduced you. It was a great one. Trust me on that.
Oh, darn. I hate I missed it.
Nick Scarenzi, South Carolina Carry. Little background. Tell everybody a little background about you. You've been a Second Amendment advocate for quite some time. What all have you done?
I've always had a heart for the Second Amendment because I recognize the importance of it, but I initially got involved as the assistant coordinator for the state of South Carolina for Gun Rights Across America, and did that for a couple years. And then when I saw that kind of getting slow, I realized that South Carolina didn't have an active grassroots gun rights organization. And talked to a few friends of mine who are also fighters for the cause in the state, and we decided it was time to start our own organization. So we started South Carolina Carry a little over a year ago. So it's been an uphill journey, but it's well worth it, in my opinion.
Yes. In North Carolina, they have Grassroots North Carolina, which is a very potent political operating force out there. And I've always hoped that somebody around here would get an SC version of that, and I know that's what you're trying to do. Now, we've got some senators that are going around the state right now holding hearings because they believe we should have a 28-day waiting period because of Dylann Roof.
Right.
What kind of reception are those fellas getting?
The Greenville hearing a couple of weeks ago was pretty good. We had a pretty good showing of our folks on our side. They had a nice group of Moms Demand Action ladies and a few ministers that showed up over there and came out and gave their emotional spills. you know, as we all know, they always try to appeal to the emotional side of everything, and that's exactly what they did. I was just listening to the current hearing in Charleston. It's happening right now. It started at 6 o'clock, and it'll probably run around 8 o'clock or probably a little later because they had a pretty good amount of people show up, like Greenville. And it was the same, basically the same thing, except for the Brady campaign is actually there also, including Moms Demand Action. You know, a lot of the emotional pleas and, you know, they're continuously referencing the shooting of the AME Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston last year by Dylann Roof, because that's where the Charleston loophole supposedly comes from. You know, that's how he got his gun, according to them. And of course, domestic violence, because South Carolina ranks pretty high up there with domestic violence. So those are the two topics they're really using to try to drive home their point, and using emotions to do it. I haven't been able to listen to everybody, but we've had a pretty good amount of pro Second Amendment speakers also. You know, laying down the facts, but we know how these people handle facts. They don't want to hear the facts. They don't care about the facts. Facts mean nothing to them. So, now, you know, it's, sorry.
No. You please continue.
I was just going to say, I believe it's more of a dog and pony show, you know, political theater for the most part. What I want to point out, and this is something we were discussing, a few of us on from South Carolina Carry, and we realized this when we first heard about these hearings, is that the only hearing they did in the upstate was the Greenville hearing. Every hearing after that is in Charleston, Hartsville, and Columbia, coastal regions. Low country and in the at the Capitol, so they are staying, except for the Greenville hearing, they are staying well within their safe zones as far as the type of people they know they're going to expect to see. And you've got all of the senators, all five of the senators, including three Republicans, are all coastal senators. So they all are, you know, the three Republicans are pretty moderate on gun rights issues. And one of the senators, being Senator Kempston from Charleston, is very anti-Second Amendment. So, you know, you've got everything's kind of stacked against the pro-Second Amendment side, the way they're working this angle, which we know that's typically how they do things, right? I mean, they
right.
set things up to come make it look like they have the majority, make it look like everybody agrees with them. And I believe that's exactly how that this whole thing up, these hearings.
Now, all of this was set up prior to this last election we just had, and a lot of these guys that helped set up these hearings, a lot of the Republicans are gone.
Yeah.
What kind of a reception are there when, I mean, right now it is a dog and pony show. They're going around. You know what? Let me hold up right here. Let's carry this over into the next segment. Tell people how they can find South Carolina Carry. If they're in South Carolina, if they want to join South Carolina Carry, tell them how to do all that.
We would love to have. We need every bit of members and volunteers that we can get because we are grassroots. You can go to www.sccarry.org and find us there.
Facebook page, too, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, we have a Facebook page, South Carolina Carry, Inc., and we even have groups. We divided the entire state up into seven different chapters, and that's how we kind of rally the troops locally through every chapter. So, yeah, you can just look us up, South Carolina Carry, on Facebook. You'll find us.
Yeah, that was impressive how organized you got, how quickly you got organized. South Carolina Carry. My guest this hour is Nick Scorenzi. We're talking about the most muddled state in the union. If we can straighten this state out, maybe there's hope for humanity. Who knows? I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. Or if lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. I had to use it, quite copious amounts of it last night. Had to break into my new stash. Joining me again from SouthCarolinaCarry.org, I think it is Nick Scorenzi. He is one of the fastest organizers there is on the planet. And we currently have the designation of having a bunch of bleeding heart, don't have any ideas how to stop anything, guys touring the state trying to hold hearings and everything. Do you think that actually moved the chains? Nick?
It's hard to know. I don't really think it will overall. I think that it's, you know, a more of an appeasement. I mean, I know that Senator Kempston definitely would love to move the change on this because he's got some more sinister bills up his sleeve, like a complete AR-15 ban, or as he called it, assault rifle ban. Limitation on mag capacity. You know, some of the good liberal state type bans like New York, California, he'd love to bring those here, and he's stated as much. So we know that that's one of those things he would like to do, but I'm not sure, you know, what the chances are they could really move things forward in South Carolina that far. I think, you know, this 28-day waiting period they're trying to put into place, it could happen. I think the Senate is, the South Carolina Senate is susceptible to some garbage like that getting through, but I don't think the House would allow it.
In the Senate, all it takes is one senator to stop any bill. I don't think they've got that many anti-gun senators in the South Carolina Senate. So that's the you know, this is the part that I think is political theater, because one senator can stop it. That's the problem we have in this state, not our House. Yep. Our House actually moves bills. The Senate lets them
die. Absolutely. Yeah, and that's true, because to your point, you know, this past session we had the Georgia reciprocity bill that was tied up by Senator Kempston because he filed a minority report against it, and that bill was not going to move at all. As a matter of fact, that's where this subcommittee originated from, because good old former Senator Larry Martin made a little compromise with these guys so that they could have their subcommittee if they would pull off his 80-something amendments, Kempston's amendments, and allow them to form this subcommittee on gun hearings. So, you know, it was all a direct result of that, and we could place some of that blame on Larry Martin for that one.
Let's give a little background real quick. What they're doing is they're going out there and they want to have a 28-day waiting period, because Dylann Roof, after the mandatory federal 3-day waiting period, because they did not complete the background check, or they fouled up the background check, got a gun, and then he went down and shot up the church in Charleston. Now, up to that point, there was a mechanism in place to where if they had completed his background check, ATF could have gone and gotten his gun one day after he picked it up, 100 days after he picked it up. As it was,
right,
I think it was day 67 after he picked it up that he did the shooting. And really what happened was not because there's a loophole, it's because the ATF and the FBI dropped the ball.
Absolutely. It was a clerical error, actually. I believe it was an error with his address or something like that. And they dropped the ball on the issue. You know, it didn't matter if we had a 28-day waiting period. I don't think it would have changed anything.
Well, I mean, the 3-day waiting period is a check on the government.
Right.
That's how the government, well, you got 3 days to prove your point. If you don't prove it in 3 days, he gets a gun. And to their point, the senators are out there, well, if it's an instant background check and you're going to pass the instant background check, why can't you have a 28-day wait? Why can't we have 28 days to where you can we can contest that and try to prove you can't have a gun? Which, that's just a number they snatched out of the air, isn't it? I mean, what's their impetus behind 28? Where's that at? Because that movie that came out about the zombies in Britain, is that it? I mean, 28 days later, what is it?
Four weeks is all I can think of. I have no idea where they came up with the exact number of 28 days. Why not 30? I mean, you know, I don't know where that came from. I don't know if there's any significance to that number at all.
The reason I want to go to one of these hearings is I just want to stand up and I want to say, gentlemen, if you were to, I actually wouldn't mind if you passed this, because that will mean that I can then put the impetus on all of the law-abiding citizens of South Carolina getting their concealed carry permit, and then they don't go through any background check. They don't go through any days of waiting or anything. They just get their gun. They pay. They can pay. They get their gun. How about that? Can we do that? Yeah. You guys, how do you guys like that? How's that stick in your craw, gun grabbers? You know, and then I'd be
there to wait. Yeah. Only problem with that is then you actually do. I mean, you got to wait those 90 days for SLED to send you your permit. But, yeah, I see your point, though. I mean, anybody that had a permit, a concealed weapons permit, would have absolutely no wait time.
Don't have it now. I mean, I think this past month I picked up 3 guns and I didn't have to wait on nothing.
Yeah.
Didn't have to, all I had to do was do the form 4473, which I do in my sleep and go for it and lay it out there and get it done. And they don't know that, do they? Or they don't consider that.
I don't know. Who knows what these guys know? Common sense seems to evade them, and so does knowledge. So I really couldn't tell you. And I'm almost afraid to bring it up because I don't want them to go after it.
Well, how are they going to go after it? What are they, 4 votes? They got 4 votes, and like I said, it takes 1 in our Senate to hold them down. So it doesn't.
Yeah.
On the one hand, it was infuriating for a while when it was Larry Martin being the one. And now that he has been vanquished, and I'm still laughing over that one.
Yeah, that was great.
That was pretty funny. I thought that was pretty funny. Larry Martin, Republican, anti-gun as the day it was long. South Carolina, Carry, you can find them on Facebook. You can find them on the web. If you're a South Carolinian, if you're carrying a gun, if you want to carry a gun, if you're thinking about carrying a gun, this is a resource to find out the ins and outs and everything about it. SouthCarolinaCarry.org. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to be back. Yes.
I wanted to say, you know, people in South Carolina, the gun rights people, the owners, the gun owners in South Carolina, they need to realize that there is an active attempt to remove our gun rights. Bloomberg's pouring in millions of dollars here. There's multiple organizations that are fighting against it, and it's only a matter of time. If we don't put a stop to it, it will happen.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frogger Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Plainly, it just works. I slather it all over the place. It's just crazy. I used it today on some potted plants. It's going to be great. Joining me again from SouthCarolinaCarry.org is Nick Scorenzi. In South Carolina, Nick, we hold the designation, the fine designation of being one of two states that will give out a concealed carry permit to anybody who can meet the criteria, but there is no provision whatsoever for open carry at all.
Nope, not at all. Not of handguns, at least. It's pretty sad, isn't it? And it puts us in the ballpark.
Do we have open carry of long guns?
Yes, we can open carry rifles here. We can.
Really?
Yes, we can. I can go and walk down the street with my AR-15 over my shoulder, and there's nothing against that. There's no laws against it. There may be a couple of cities that'll say otherwise, but there's a preemption law that'll put a stop to that if handled properly.
I did not know that. I wondered if we... I've been wondering all this time if we were like Texas. That's the first time I've ever heard that stuff. Isn't that sort of nonsensical? You know, Larry Martin told me one time that the reason we didn't have open carry was because the police would not be able to tell who the good guys were from the bad guys.
Yeah, I believe I've heard that one once or twice from Mr. Martin.
I tried to point out to him the statistical data that shows most bad guys don't even have their guns in holsters.
Tuck it in the waistband and go, right? I mean.
Yeah. So, is that, I mean, is there a, as far as I'm concerned, I couldn't care less about it. The only problem I have with not having open carry in the state is in this state, if we accidentally flash a gun while we're reaching for a size 12 in our size of high top tennis shoes, where, and somebody sees it, well, we got a lot of explaining to do, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yeah, that's almost considered brandishing. I mean, how dare you reach up and grab something off the top shelf and your shirt come up high enough to show. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And our laws are so screwed up, you know. I mean, there's no law against printing, but God forbid you actually show your handgun accidentally. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. It really does.
There's no law against printing either, so they can see the outline of my gun.
Yeah, I mean, they can see the outline of your gun, and you know, I mean, I guess a store or something like that could ask you to leave if that's what they assume you have on you, and it looks like it, but, you know, you show your handgun by reaching up and, you know, shirt coming up, you know. I mean, you know, here's my thing is, what's the difference? If you have a piece of clothing covering it or not, what does it matter? I mean, honestly, you know, I mean, to me, it's a liberty thing. I should have the liberty to do what I want to with my gun as far as the way I holster it and the way I carry it on my person and whether or not it is visible or whether it is concealed. And it's as simple as that.
The two things that I'm concerned about is one, the flashing, which they can confuse with brandishing if they want to, and two, the force of law that the signs have.
Yeah.
although the signs have to be everywhere. They have to be everywhere. Yeah. Every entrance and everything else. In order for them to be legal, like here in the upstate, they used to have, at Haywood Mall, they used to have no guns allowed signs, except they didn't have them everywhere, and everybody knew they didn't have them everywhere, so you could tell who the gun carriers were because they all went in through J.C. Penney.
Back in the day. Even now, the local mall here in Spartanburg, I mean, they don't even have the proper signage up on most entrances. Most entrances don't have a sign. If you go in through Dick's Sporting Goods, there's no sign at all because they actually do have firearms. So, you know, it's almost comical, really.
So that means I haven't been breaking the law every time I've been carrying a gun in the Westgate Mall.
No. That's how I do it.
Well, I was hoping I was a desperado. Now, as far as, is there anything out there being proposed by anybody where they got out there and said, hey, you know what, maybe we ought to look at this flashing thing and decriminalize that because that's just going to happen. We can't stop the wind, for example, and...
Right.
I mean, this whole idea that a piece of cloth covering it makes it somehow less lethal. That's always made me scratch my head. But
mine too.
We don't have any chance of getting it passed, of course. I'm surprised we got reciprocity. I was about to go get a Utah permit. I'm just that surprised that we got reciprocity.
Yeah, I am too, and I was in the same shoes as you. I was considering getting a Utah or an Arizona permit just for that reason. And, you know, when I realized it had a chance of passing, I said, well, I'll hold off a little bit and see what happens here. I mean, I don't go to Georgia a lot, but I do like to be able to carry my weapon with me when I do go. So, amazingly, it did pass. But, you know, to your question about the flashing, you know, some sort of legislation for that, to decriminalize it. I'm not aware of anybody that has any legislation like that. We've discussed that and pursuing open carry legislation with South Carolina Carry. And, you know, we're trying to pick our fights, you know, or not our fights, but our battles of how we want to attack this. And right now we're kind of thinking maybe we should go after the gun-free zones in South Carolina more than anything. Now, I mean, you know, we have schools getting shot up and churches getting shot up, and nobody can defend themselves because nobody's allowed to. You know, it's illegal to defend yourself in these areas. And so we're kind of thinking maybe we need to just put this gun subcommittee and their cronies on the defense and put some sort of legislation in there like that would actually pursue removing gun-free zones, you know, encouraging teachers and principals to get some training and carry a concealed weapon, you know, in the schools. You know, obviously we got to be careful how you approach that, but I would be much more comfortable with my children in a public school knowing that there was some armed staff in that school protecting them from the 14-year-old boy that decides to walk in and start shooting at people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, or, you know, I go to church on Sunday. I would really like to be able to stop a Dylan Roof from coming in and shooting up there, the church, and killing nine of us. I mean, you know.
I don't even ask permission for that one anymore, Nick. That part of it. At schools, that's one thing. Churches, that's another thing altogether. Coming up on the break.
Oh, I agree.
Let me do a little selling here for you. SouthCarolinaCarry.org. If you are a South Carolinian gun carrier or South Carolinian gun owner and you want to find out more, you need to go to SouthCarolinaCarry.org. Join them. They are a new, relatively, about a year and a half old organization.
We're trying
to build up the grassroots. Yeah, trying to build up the grassroots, trying to get out there and become sort of a thorn in the side of the gun grabbers, which they're doing a fairly good job already in their very small capacity. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, I was holding up the bootleg build, which I have yet to Frog Lube. I've got to do that tonight. Talking to Nick Scorenzi of SouthCarolinaCarry.org. I tell you what, if you could get us an audience with somebody in the South Carolina school districts, I could bring the people from Ohio that run the FASTA program, where they have trained 68 of 88 school districts, trained the teachers there to use a gun and have them deployed all over in these school districts.
Well, that would... That would be nice if we can get up the audience. You know, the typical reaction is fear.
Well, you know, there's been armed teachers in schools, in elementary schools, since 2007 in Wilbarger County, Texas. They've had armed teachers there, and they have a good program there. I don't know how the Ohio one emulates. We know about the one in Arkansas. The Christian schools are leading the way. There you've got the Christian schools out there with signs up saying, staff is armed, be a spree shooter at your own risk, we will defend the children, stuff like that. And they're never going to have a shooter there. There's never going to be a shooter go in there because shooters don't like to be disrupted.
No. Absolutely not. They want to be shot.
But that has always stunned me. You know, these guys, you know, when I talk to Larry Martin, when I talk to some of these teachers, when I talk to some of these other people, it's like there's nothing that that exists beyond the South Carolinian border. Nobody looks out at anybody else to see what anybody else has got going on, to see, well, has this been changed and that, how's this working and all this other stuff. You know, Larry Martin, how many states have open carry? 44? Is that right?
45 states now have open carry.
45 states have open carry.
45. Some form, and permitted or non-permitted.
The cops there, and our police officer, our LEO, we're smart enough to figure out who the bad guys are, aren't they? I mean, I don't think our LEO are idiots.
I know they're not idiots, but I wonder what our legislator, our politicians, think about South Carolinians. They must think we're stupid or something, and we're incompetent compared to other states because, you know, obviously our LEOs can't figure out who the bad guys are to hear our own legislator tell it. And let's not leave out the Sheriff's Association either and SLED because they all say the same thing. And, you know, us South Carolinians, we're too incompetent to open carry a gun. You know, we need them to make sure that we don't hurt anybody by keeping our gun concealed.
Well, I guess the only thing we would hurt is the feelings, I guess. Is there anywhere that we can go to get data on South Carolina, people that carry guns in South Carolina? How often do we have self-defense with a gun? How often is it successful? How often is it unsuccessful? I mean, does SLED allow those kind of statistics out there?
We have been trying to get those numbers from SLED, and SLED is a pain in the butt. They are not wanting to work with you, and I don't know how much of that information they have available, but we have attempted to get some of that information from them, and not very successful in that.
Well, I mean, when we were talking about reciprocity, I asked Larry Martin one time when he was telling me how people from Georgia shouldn't be allowed to come in here with guns. I was like, they can in North Carolina. And then I said, what is the incidence in Georgia of them revoking a concealed carry permit? And he got real quiet. He's like, that's a good question. I guess we should know that, shouldn't we? I was like, that's right, you should.
So, wow, you actually got to him.
Well, he never took my call again after that.
It must have been you, though, because he voted for reciprocity with Georgia when it came up last session.
Do you think it's because he knew he was doomed?
I do. I think he knew he was in trouble.
I think he was trying one. I told him, I said, listen, if you will just sit down with me, and you don't have to listen to me. I'll get some scholars to come down here and talk to you, and we'll give you the straight up skinny, and you won't have to worry about what you think or what you think you know or anything else. We'll give you a bunch of facts. And, he didn't want to hear it. He did not want to hear it. And in the end, I told him I would get him an endorsement from Gun Owners of America if he would do it. And I could have done it, and he wouldn't do it. He laughed at me when
I asked. NRA's endorsement.
Huh?
He had the NRA's endorsement. Isn't that all he needs?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. The last...
well,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, we put out our own rating system, and Mr. Martin was nice enough to fill out our questionnaire, and he got a nice big 73 from us. So, you know, that's one of the things we want to do as an organization is educate the voters in this state. And, you know, and he got a fair, what I thought was a very fair, maybe too nice, and it was a 73%.
What is our highest graded senator? Who has the highest grade?
Well, at the time it was Lee Bright. He had 100%. I'd have to look. Oh, well, we have a Shane Martin with 100%. I would have to check it. We actually have that information on our website, but we have a few of them that are up there around 100% mark, and even more representatives. But as we know, the Senate's where the problem is. And, you know, that's one of the things we want to do. As an organization, that's why we have built our structure the way we have, because we want to be able to tell a senator or a representative or maybe even a sheriff that's a, you know, candidate or sitting, you know, a sitting senator or representative, you either get on board with this or we would tell your constituents, because we've got a bunch of them, that this is what you're doing. You're against us, you're against gun rights in South Carolina, and we will remove you in the next election. That's our goal. That's one of the main things we want to do, is be able to put that kind of pressure on these guys.
How much of this election was gun stuff? Because there was a lot of guys put out of work, which was hilarious. Well, you know what? We don't even have time to get into that. We're about to run out of time on the hour. So, SouthCarolinaCarry.org. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them online. If you're a South Carolinian and you want to join a good organization, a good grassroots organization that's out there pounding the bushes. They've already organized, what do you call them, zones? You've got zone leaders. Yeah. You've got,
county leaders.
They've got organization throughout the state. It's not like a bunch of guys that meet at the coffee shop on Monday and say, we're political activists, and nobody knows what they do, and they're not talking to anybody. They actually talk to people. They're actually doing it. And this is the guy that started all. Nick, is Andrew still with you on Andrew Mitchell? Is he still working with you?
Unfortunately not. You know, life gets in the way, and he had to move on. But we have a great group of guys. And, you know, since we're so young, only a year old, we still are looking for people that are willing to volunteer and step into these roles to help us build this, too, that want to help influence what's happening. So, you know, if you're interested in doing it and you want to volunteer a little bit of your time and effort and you got some skills that can help us, bring them on. We need them. The more of us fighting for the Second Amendment in South Carolina, the more successful we'll be.
Do they have is there a place on the website to go to volunteer for that stuff?
Yes. Our website is a grassroots-oriented website, so it's pretty easy to sign up. You can volunteer, and we'll have somebody get in touch with you if you check that box to volunteer. And we hope that you do, because we definitely need you.
Nick Scaranzi, SouthCarolinaCarry.org. I'll let you go back to the hearing in Charleston. I'm sure it is gripping. If you have a chance, you can call, know how it goes.
I will definitely do that. And we have that live streaming on our Facebook page. So if you want to check in or check in later, it will be there.
Yeah, but I'm busy. I'm doing a show. We got to go. Thank you, sir. We're going to roll into hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.